The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
Joseph, you're having difficulty making a decision in a relationship?
Yes.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, here's the thing. I'm in love with her. I'm in love with her completely, 100%, and I don't know what to do because I'm trying to take her out of my mind. I'm trying to just to completely take her out of my mind, but I can't because she's not letting me.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 34.
You're 34, and you're in love with a woman who you've been dating or married?
2 years. Two years.
Oh, 2 to 3 years you've dated her?
We dated for 2 years. We lived together.
Okay.
In California.
Yeah.
And we broke up. The reason we broke up is because her mom made up some story saying that I had a Facebook account.
Okay.
And everything just completely got destroyed.
So you feel sabotaged by her mother?
Yes.
You've got to have a lot of anger towards the mother.
I don't know. I mean, everything was so fine, and her mom just, for some reason, just decided just to sabotage us.
Okay.
And, but in the beginning of our relationship, I did lie to protect us. I did lie.
You lied to the mother, you mean?
No, to her, Victoria.
What did you tell her?
I told her that I didn't have a child because I used to be married.
Yeah.
And I do have a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
But I was scared to lose her, so I told her that I didn't have.
That you didn't have a 10-year-old?
Yes.
And when did she find out about that?
She found out, was a long time ago. It was about 2 years ago.
But she still moved in with you. It seemed like you were able to repair
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Yeah.
And she loved you. What do you... Your decision now is what? Whether to stay friends with her? Does she want to stay friends with you?
She does, more or less. But then yesterday she called me because she had a relationship. She went out with this guy.
Yeah.
And they just broke up.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You dated this lovely woman whom you adored. You lied to her at the outset because you loved her so much that you were afraid that she would reject you.
Exactly.
That's a mistake you don't want to make again. Give people the facts up front, which you already know that, I'm sure. And then she knows you. She loves you enough that she moves in with you. And
I moved in with her.
Oh, you moved in with her for 2 years.
For 2 years.
And did she give you any indication near the end that she was unhappy with you, forgetting about the mother who made up some stories about Facebook?
Well, sometimes our sex life were very, very good because she's always angry at work because she's a teacher.
Yeah.
So sometimes she brings her anger back at home and sometimes just destroys us. Sometimes just makes us insane because I try to help her and she doesn't want my help. So that makes it complicated, makes it hard.
Okay, so she's a teacher, an elementary school teacher, a high school teacher?
Elementary school. Second grade.
And so you're saying that your sex life was not good because she was angry a lot. She had so much stress from work that she would bring it home.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so what went on? What did you do for 2 years? Did you become celibate?
No, we didn't become celibate. We did. We did make love and everything.
Yeah.
But for some reason, every time we make love, she doesn't actually enjoy it. But she doesn't actually show it to me that she did. So that was like a little complicated.
Okay. That's a very different situation. That is an extremely common situation, Joe. There's a wonderful book called The Great Sex Secret.
Yeah.
Why is it that it's so uneven, that so many women seem unsatisfied in relationships? That's a very good book. If it's not on my website, I'll put it up on it. That's drkenner.com. You can go there. There's also another book, The Sexed Starved Marriage. Great title. Michelle Weiner Davis, that's her book.
Okay.
And that's also, that is on my website. The difficulty in And having a good sex relationship is not easy. It requires people to enjoy sex for themselves and to be able to openly communicate with one another. Now, so you're saying what to do at this point? Do you stay friends with her or not?
Exactly. If I stay friends, it's because he hurts a lot. Because every time she talks sometimes about her ex or whatever, he hurts me.
Because she's dating someone else and you're getting the graphic details. So why does she want you in her life?
I don't know. I do not know.
Okay. Listen, there's not much you can do at this point, because if she's decided to move on for whatever reason, she may have just used her mother as an excuse.
She's not moving on. That's the thing.
But where do you live now? You don't live with her.
No, I don't. I live across the country from her.
Oh, okay.
I live in Georgia now, and she lives in California.
Okay, so you don't have clarity in the relationship. What have you thought of doing?
I did a couple of days, a week, I think it was like maybe 3 weeks ago. I drove thinking that I have, you know, I drove there. I drove there.
To California.
Exactly, thinking that she would take me back.
And?
And she didn't.
Okay, so she's given you... Yeah, so you drove all the way back.
Then I drove back.
Okay. Let me give you, because we're at the end of time here, let me give you some tips.
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. I wish I knew more about what girls want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. Huh. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
Let me give you, because we're at the end of time here, let me give you some tips. Number one, if you get the clear indication that she's not mixed, that basically she doesn't want you even though she loves aspects of you and she'll never stop loving those particular aspects, you still may not be her top choice in a romantic partner, then you need to grieve the losses. You need to bawl your eyes out. You need to realize that she's no longer in your life and let your mind come to grips with that fact. And then the more you stay involved in her life, the more you're feeling sad because you can't have her as a partner. And it prevents you from finding somebody else.
Yeah.
And so partly give yourself some space, some time to grieve the loss, and then give yourself permission when you feel ready for it to move on, to find somebody else.
And should I take her calls?
And the third thing, well, you can tell her, you can write down the pros and cons of taking her calls. If you find you get way too sad after you take her calls, you may need to put them on hold and just say, listen, for the period of time, I need to just be alone because it's too sad to talk with you. And then she might miss you and maybe things will change. But you don't want to play games with her, but you do want to take the data she's given you now, which is that, you traveled across country, she didn't want you there. That she doesn't want you as a romantic partner. That's what your relationship has been based on. So I would recommend grieving the loss and giving your mind time to make sense of it and then to move on. And if she ever comes back into your life, then that's frosting on the cake.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by psychologist Drs. Kenner and Locke.
There are books that offer particulars about dating online. However, don't be deluded into thinking that you can really know someone just from communicating through a website or email. You cannot get a complete, accurate impression of someone unless you see them face to face over a long period of time. The person you meet online may turn out to be very different from the person you meet in the flesh. There are safe ways to meet potential partners in person so that your privacy and safety are protected. Meet in a public location. Carry a cell phone. Don't give any personal information such as your address. And let friends or family know where you plan to go. If you find yourself trusting the person on this first encounter, you can set up future meetings and gradually give out more personal information.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and you can buy the book at amazon.com.